the majestic wooden structure, with exposed beams slanting toward the pinnacle of the roof. Desks and chairs littered the open space out front, and doorways lined the perimeter. See, the lodge used to be the homestead. So the kitchen had stayed put, but the large dining room had been set up as a break room of sorts, where cowboys could eat lunch or relax. The bedrooms down the hall functioned as offices for the accountant, the foreman, and the owner. The open living area had become their meeting room, and a few of the cowboys had desks to keep sales reports, folders of information about feed supplies, and whatever else they needed to do their particular job well.
All set, boss.
Landon, the tall former rodeo star, approached Jace.
I even had Howie clean the bathrooms.
The owner had a cleaning service come through the lodge every week, but they weren't scheduled to come until Thursday, and that was nowhere near enough with 30 men using the building day in and day out.
Thanks.
Jace made his voice as friendly as he could because he couldn't get his lips to curve upward.
And we'll be meeting them.
He glanced toward the flurry of activity in the open area to his left.
In my office? You said you didn't care where, and there's a storm blowing in.
Landon cut a look toward a couple of rowdier cowhands, but they didn't notice.
We'll have the feeding done in an hour, and then Rob said we could put on a movie after that while it snows.
Jace fisted his hand so he wouldn't pinch the bridge of his nose. It was only Monday. He had a long week ahead of him, if showing movies was any indication.
Thought the best place for that was here, Landon said. But I can't. It's fine, Landon.
Jace had asked him to get things set up and keep the cowboys busy.
I guess I'll be in my office. Will you show the first applicant back when they arrive? Sure thing, boss.
Landon called after him, as Jace had already started walking away. He maneuvered through the maze and escaped down the hall. His office sat through the first door on the right, and a sense of calm prevailed after he shut the door. He closed his eyes and thought, "Help me get through this day." He wasn't terribly religious, but since his brother Tom had moved back to Gold Valley, Jace had been attending church with him and his family. Maybe some of the pastor's words about prayer had infused into Jace's mind. No matter what, he felt calmer as he settled behind his desk, ran his hands down his face and over his beard, and opened the first folder. He'd prepared them on Saturday afternoon after he'd de-iced the outdoor watering troughs. He hadn't had a chance to review every applicant, and he probably wouldn't be able to finish that job before the first applicant arrived for her interview. Jace had known enough to ask for a portfolio from each applicant, and he flipped the page to see what this first one had designed. So many pastels met his eye, he wondered if he'd been swallowed by a rainbow. He could not imagine walking into a cowboy cabin only to be greeted by sea-green walls and lavender cabinets. Wild hope that the approaching storm would keep the applicants in town tore through him. Maybe he could put this off until another day. He closed the folder, just as someone knocked on the door. Heart sinking, he called, "Come on in." The door opened, showing Landon standing just to the side of the doorway.
"Right in there, ma'am."
A woman entered, her dark hair plaited, with the end of her braid riding over her shoulder. She wore a professional pantsuit and carried a leather briefcase purse. Sourness stained the back of Jace's throat. She wasn't Wendy, but her clothing and accessory selections reminded him so much of his ex that Jace thought seriously about bolting. After all, that was what she'd done. He stuffed his emotions down to the bottom of his steel-tipped cowboy boots and stood.
"Hello."
He tried not to feel intimidated by her, but the truth was, the feeling that he was outclassed in every sense of the word flowed through him like a fast-moving river. His panic only...